Thank you and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We give you a cordial invitation to attend the services at our church, and we know that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God and from being around God's children. Our services meet this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages. We invite you to come. And, of course, we have our preaching service, which begins about 11 o'clock this morning. And then at 4:30 this afternoon, we have our Sunday night worship service. And at 7 o'clock Wednesday night is our midweek Bible study. So we invite you to come to these services. And we know that if you're looking for a church home, if you're looking for a place where you can come and worship God according to the dictates of the Word of God, then you'll find this home to be Independence Baptist Church at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. We do want to announce also we have some special services coming up October the 12th, 13th, and 14th. This will be on a Friday and Friday night, Saturday, all day Saturday, and then on Sunday. Brother Parvin Hall, who's pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Cairo, Illinois, will be with us Friday night. That's October the 12th. And then we're going to have an all-day fellowship meeting with several area preachers coming in to preach for us Saturday, starting about 10 o'clock. We'll have a couple of preachers, then have dinner, and then we'll come back about 2:30 and have a couple of more preachers, and we'll be dismissed after that and have our supper meal, and then about 7 o'clock we'll meet again that evening and have a couple of more preachers. We're looking forward to a real good time of fellowship, a real good time with the Lord. And it may be that you'll be able to come and be with us. So mark this on your calendar. That's October the 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Independence Baptist Church. And if you're able to come, I know that you'll receive a blessing from being here and from hearing the Word of God. This morning in our subject, we'd like to think about Satan's counterfeit salvation. We'd like to take our text from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And the subject is Satan's counterfeit salvation. We know this. The scripture says here in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 14, the Bible said, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Satan is the great deceiver. And someone might think, well, now Satan does not have a salvation. Well, now that's true. Satan doesn't have a salvation, but Satan presents what he says is salvation, and by presenting this false salvation, he can fool people into not being saved. Satan is the great deceiver. And the first thing we want to prove is that there were people in the Bible that were fooled in their salvation. There were people in the Bible that thought they were all right, and yet they were not all right. The very first one that we'd like to notice is the great Apostle Paul. Here is a man who thought he was all right in the eyes of God. Now, if you would, look in the book of Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, and we'll begin our reading in verse 4. And we'll find here that Paul thought he was doing all right. Paul thought that he was a faithful servant of God, and all the time he was lost as he could be. You see, Paul was born a Jew. And being born as a Jew, he thought that that made him all right. The Jews believed that they didn't need salvation. They were already okay because they were the children of God, they thought. In the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 4, the Bible said, and here Paul is recanting some things that had happened to him as a young boy, as a young person growing up. And he says, "Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more And these are the things that Paul begins to list out, beginning in verse 5, that he was trusting in for his salvation. The Bible said in verse 5, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. I mean, he has it all. He has a good pedigree, doesn't he? He says, I was born of the right family. And there's people today that say, oh, I'm born of the right family. I must be okay. Not so, because it wasn't so with Paul. In verse 6, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. So Paul, as a young boy growing up, was a Benjamite. He was born a Hebrew of the Hebrews, the greatest family that there was. He was a Pharisee. He was filled with zeal at obeying what he thought was God's law. The Bible said that he persecuted the church, and indeed he did. Because the Bible said that he put many of God's saved people into prison, separating families, and killed some of them. The Bible said he searched them out. He was diligent. He was there when Stephen was stoned. Ah, yes, indeed. Paul thought he had it made until, on the road to Damascus, he met the living God. There Jesus shone unto him in a bright light. And he says, what would you have me to do? And then his life changed from that point on. I want to tell you that there is a counterfeit gospel that Satan presents as being the real thing. And it's not. It is a false salvation. And it will wind up that those people that trust in that false salvation will wind up in a devil's hell. Satan will have won the victory in their life because they did not have the right salvation. I want to think about another man who thought he was right. This man, his name is Judas Iscariot. Judas was a good man. Judas was a man who walked with Jesus Christ. Judas was a man who was baptized by John the Baptist. Judas was a man who followed Jesus Christ. Judas had a position in the church that Jesus established during his personal ministry. Judas was the treasurer. The Bible said he had the bag. Judas was a man who was able to do miracles, because in the book of Matthew chapter 10, it says that Jesus sent Judas out along with some others to do miracles, and he did. The Bible also says that Judas betrayed Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. The Bible said when Judas saw what had happened, he saw the results of his evil actions, that this man went back into the temple and threw the money back at the priest, at those Pharisees. The Bible said that he was so sorrowful for his deed, and he could not find any kind of relief at all. The Bible said he went and hung himself, and his bowels gushed out when he rolled down the hill. The Bible said that Judas went to his own place. Didn't say he went to heaven. Went to his own place. Judas was not a saved person. You know, he was fooled. And today there's a lot of people that could be fooled by Satan's counterfeit gospel. There's a lot of people that say, well, now, I go to church. I go to worship God. Well, Paul did before he was saved. And the Bible said there that that's what Judas did. Some people would say, oh, I hold a position in my church. Judas did too. Judas was the treasurer. That doesn't mean that every treasurer is lost. It just simply means that a person can hold a position in church and still be lost. Someone would say, well, you know, I know that I'm saved because I'm a preacher. Did you know the Bible said that one of these days there's going to be some preachers stand before God and recount all the things that they have done for God, and God will say to those preachers, depart from me, I never knew you. You see, it's not position that brings salvation. And Satan offers a false salvation. Someone would say, oh, but I remember when I went before the church, I felt so much better. Well, let me tell you. Salvation is not feeling. Salvation is fact. And I do know that whenever a person is saved, they do feel good. But let me give you this story. And this is a true story about a young boy who was in church and began to be bothered about his wickedness and his sinfulness before God. He was bothered about his lost condition. But he made no move. His brother, his older brother, drove him home. The boy at this point was about 12 or 13 years old. And his older brother drove him home. And as they sat in the car in the front of the house, the older brother asked him, what's wrong with you? And the younger brother said, I know that I'm lost. And he began to cry and to weep. And the older brother talked to him about his soul, about how that he could be saved. And then the younger brother said, oh, I feel so much better. I must be all right. And so they went on in the house and declared that he was saved and joined the church, was baptized, and years went by. And the boy was about 18 or 19 years old when he came before the church and said he had just been saved. So 5, 6, 7 years went by. And he thought he was saved, but he wasn't. And so I asked this young boy, he's about 19 when he was saved, I said, well, Mike, what happened at the very first? What happened when you made a profession the first time? He said, well, here's what happened. When I told my brother that I was saved, I was just relieved that somebody else knew. And he got a release, but it was not salvation. And so people don't want to be fooled. And Satan offers, he presents a false salvation. But listen, you take the real thing and don't be fooled, because it is your eternity that is at stake. It is not mine. It is your eternity, and it is your place to make your calling and election sure. It is your place to search out the time of your salvation and to know that you didn't just trust your trusting, but rather that you trusted Jesus Christ. That you came to Him knowing that you were totally a sinner and was worthy of eternity in hell. And instead, you came before God recognizing your guilt. And you looked unto Him, and that the salvation that you have is not something that you have earned or worked for. Rather, it is something that God has given you as a free gift. That is what salvation is really about. Remember, Satan gives a counterfeit salvation. Satan would want you as a lost person to be fooled into thinking that you were saved when you were not. But Jesus offers the real salvation. It is a gift. Not something you work for, not something you dream up, not something you just feel about. But it is a free gift of eternal life. Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid the price for your salvation. He paid the price for mine on Calvary's cross. Today, if you're lost, it is our prayer that you might see Jesus Christ precious to your own soul. That you might see Him as your eternal Savior. And if you're saved, that you might rest in the fact that you have received the free gift of salvation and you still don't deserve it. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again. Today we do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. Listen again next Sunday morning for another program. Thank you now for listening.